discuss questions of how long, please?
Well, congratulations, you didn't go final, but, you know, certainly not the way you really want to get there. It's really hard to watch what was going on before.
Yes, it was really hard to watch for me whenever I saw her collapse on the court. You know, tennis is great, but the health is more important, and, you know, to see her struggling out there, I just wanted to make sure that she was okay, and I've got the word that she's okay now, and just getting cooled down, so that's great to hear. I'm in the finals, which is obviously great. It's been 5 years for me since my last one here, so I'm extremely happy to be back there.
Caroline, did you see Peng when you went into the locker room?
No, I haven't seen her yet.
Did you know what the rule was regarding, you know, medical timeouts, point penalties, and all that, or anything like that? Were you wondering what was going through your mind when they started to break down her hand?
I didn't really know the rules. I know that if it's just cramping, then you can't have a medical. But whenever it's heat illness, then you're allowed to get treatment for it. And honestly, I was just trying to focus on myself. I knew that it looked really bad out there, so. I thought maybe she was still going to be okay to play afterwards, and you know, obviously when she came back and still played, she made a winner down the line on my return. I was like, maybe she's going to be fine to play, but once she collapsed on the court that second time, I was like, okay, this doesn't look very good, and I wanted to go over and make sure that she was okay. And I know that she's had heart surgery when she was 13, so. That's definitely something that, you know, I think she was worried about as well.
Was there any concern, because you were facing a break point for about 10 minutes, which seems to be a long time to face a break point. I mean, did that go through your mind at all? And I know there were a lot of things competing for your attention.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to focus on myself. I was thinking that she was going to come out there and be ready to play. And so I was doing a lot of serves, and I was just training my serve down the tee because that was the one that I wanted to do on the first point, and that worked out. And then the rest of the serves didn't really work because then I made a double fault.
Yeah.
So what's the point in training the serve when you're going to make a double fault anyways? But, you know, at the end of the day, it was really tough with the wind. The wind was really behind, so sometimes I knew the toss was a little bit too much in front, but then it was hard to get it down.
Is there a part of you that's thinking, like, okay, they gotta call this now, she's gone for 10 minutes?
You know, again, as I said before, the health is more important, so I was hoping that she was gonna be okay.
What did you say to her when you walked over to her? Did you say anything?
I just said, get some ice and, you know, cool her down. And I think I just said, you know, I hope you'll feel better soon.
What was your physical condition going into this match, and how did you feel during it?
It was hot out there. I definitely felt it. We had some grueling rallies, especially at the end of that first set. We had some really long points, and you're starting to feel the sun, but I felt fine. I felt okay, and I just kept having the ice on every changeover and trying to cool down those minute and a half we had in between the changeovers.
What was hardest for you as you saw what was going on with your opponent?
I think, well, first of all, you want her to be okay, and then you're also thinking, you know, she might still be able to compete, so you have to kind of find, you know, try and think about yourself as well and just say, okay, she might just go out there and start trying to hit winners and everything, so you have to be ready for anything.
Caroline, you mentioned that in the interview on court that you'd been in bed for a couple of days. What's been the problem?
Yeah, I've been in bed, a little bit of a cold the last few days, so I'm feeling much better now and have another day off tomorrow, so I'll come out firing.
Do you feel 100%?
Yes, I do.
There are more and more bathroom breaks and medical timeouts. You know, sometimes people even admit they didn't really need the treatment, but they decided to call it anyway. Are you content with these rules and the ambiguity that's built into some of them, or would you rather see some things change, and if so, what?
I believe in the best in people, so I believe that if you need a bathroom break, you go to the bathroom. If you need treatment, you get treatment. And I think, I don't think any rules should be changed.
Did you notice that, I mean, late in the first set, that she was starting to get a little gassed, or did you feel like you were stronger than her on the, I mean, are you looking at her on the changeovers and saying, like, I feel good, she doesn't look so great?
No, but I think mentally, it's hard. It's 30 degrees Celsius out there, the heat rolls in, it's hot, it's humid, and you lose the first set. I think that's pretty devastating in your head. You know, you have to play another two sets out there if you want to win. And for me to get that first set under my belt was really great, and I felt good, and I was like, okay, this is my match to take now. And I was down 2-2 love in the third, but managed to battle my way back into it.
The trainer brought you out some medicine at one point. What was that?
I just got an Advil.
Was that more for aches or more because you weren't feeling well?
No, I was feeling fine, but as I said, I've been lying in bed for the last 2 days, so I've been taking some Tylenol and some Advil before the match, and I forgot to restock.
Assuming it's Serena, who's your opponent in the final, how would you describe the opportunity and the challenge?
She looks like she's firing out there at the moment. You know, she's obviously a great player. She's won so many Grand Slams. She's a good friend of mine, and we were saying when the tournament started, we were like, yes, we're in separate side of draw, so, you know, hopefully we can meet in the finals. So it would be great if that were to happen. I don't want to jinx her now, but, you know, she's obviously a tough opponent. When she's on fire, she's hard to beat, but I've had two tough matches against her the last few weeks, and I was really close, so hopefully for me that would be third time charm.
Caroline, two very different questions. What is Serena like as a gal pal? And secondly, you had that really tough cramping incident in Doha. Just talk about the cramping. Is that as excruciating a pain as you can get on court? What goes through your mind? Just talk about that if you would.
Yeah, I had crampings in Doha a few years back when I cramped, basically my whole body started cramping and it looked like I'd been shot, and I had to like roll over, and I fell down on the ground, and I still managed to win the match somehow. I don't know how, but I didn't know. So I was on the floor, and I was trying to get up, and I was told that I'm not allowed to get help to get up. And I'm like, well, I can't. Every time I move a muscle, you know, I'm gonna cramp. So I'm not gonna stand up, but somehow managed, and it's painful, but you know, I managed to pull through it, and I got cooled down afterwards, and was okay. The next day, I just got some rest. And Serena is a fun girl. She's so nice to hang out with and always makes me laugh and makes everyone around her laugh. So definitely a very inspiring person to be around.